I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, Aaron Rosa, and not Josh Reese, but
thankfully,
my nephew, Joey Pisano.
Yay!
How's it going? First time on the show. How you feeling?
Feeling great. Super excited. It wasn't the best movie, but let's talk about it.
Yeah, it's a tough one to start on, for sure.
You didn't love Thanksgiving?
Sorry.
How does one not love Thanksgiving?
Sorry, Joey.
You know, it's funny. I've mentioned Thanksgiving so many times on this podcast, and I've teased, like, well, we got to review it one of these days. And, I mean, no better than, obviously, Thanksgiving week. You know, ever since this movie came out in 2008.
Joe, did we tell you that, like, right after we saw this movie, I think the next football season, the league was themed Thanksgiving?
Really?
Yeah.
It was,
So this is, like, a big thing for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
It was huge.
I even made my own, like, Thanksgiving t-shirt online. And
what did we find out? 2008?
2008 is when it came out.
So you guys were, Andrew was, what, 18?
No, not at all.
86, 22?
No. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know that we saw it in 2008. It might have been a couple of years later.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it was on Netflix. I mean, it was...
That's crazy.
Like, crazy enough, it was on Netflix.
Back when they were sending out DVDs, you mean?
Yeah.
Maybe, was it a DVD? Probably. I don't know. I'm not sure. But anyways, I even put out a poll on Patreon because I was like, you know, maybe it's just me that wants this Thanksgiving movie review and our fans don't. But I put a poll. I said, what do you want?
Yeah, but you threw out
Thanksgiving or Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I love that movie, but who's going to vote for that over Thanksgiving?
I wonder how many of the fan votes were just Thanksgiving. That sounds better.
That sounds great. Right.
Let's do that.
I mean, I put the trailers for both movies. It's not like I'm the only one. There's actually some of our fans that have been saying, like, you need to review Thanksgiving. So we'll see what happens.
It's hard to review funny comedies.
Yeah.
Because then you're just like, hey, right. Remember that? And remember that? That was funny. Remember that?
I know. And that's my issue with reviewing Thanksgiving is, like, it's a funny comedy, and I don't know exactly how we're going to review it.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
I mean, we've reviewed comedy, you know, not often, but it's
I guess we'll
done.
Find out if it stands up, having a 23-year-old's opinion.
We did Step Brothers, where we just laughed for a while, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, me and my friends, we always liked watching, like, just horribly bad movies. But at least this movie is, like, self-aware. It knows what it is.
I guess.
It's bad on purpose.
Right.
You know, there's so many obvious things about it, but...
From the opening shot.
When he pulls a leather face and they're like, hey, like...
Spoiler alert.
Obviously. Yeah.
We're going to review Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about some big news and rumors out there.
Lots of news.
But first, we have to thank Hulk Hogan's brother.
Brother.
For being a new patron at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. Only $3 a month. You can cancel anytime. Thank you, Hulk Hogan's brother. Right now we're reviewing season 2 of Invincible. We just finished season 2 of Loki. But yeah, so far season 2 of Invincible is really good.
Really good.
Yeah. Really good.
And Hulk Hogan's brother, that leads to our first piece of news.
Uh-huh.
Hulk Hogan's son had another DUI. How do they let these people get behind the wheel?
Oh boy.
If you kill someone while drunk driving, shouldn't you be like, hey man, for the forever, like, you got to do Uber from now on. Someone's got to drive you places or take the bus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sorry, you lost your privilege to drive.
It's Nick Hogan from Hogan Knows Best.
Hogan Knows Best.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
I mean, maybe he did and he was driving anyway. I don't know. But we, like, Sunny had, like,
could have been
5 DUIs and she kept, you know.
Insane.
She kept getting behind the wheel until she killed someone. And now she's going to be, her trial, I think, is coming up. Anyways, not a wrestling podcast. Let's get to the Hollywood Hogwash. So Deadline reports Pedro Pascal is in talks to play Reed Richards in the MCU's upcoming Fantastic Four film. So that's pretty big news.
This guy is hot. He is hot in Hollywood.
Yeah,
everybody
really
wants a piece of his ass right now.
Yeah.
That being said, I hate that John Krasinski's not being considered for this.
Yeah, that sucks.
But, he's so perfect.
But I'll buy anything Pedro's in.
Sure. I'm sure Pedro will do great. But yeah, fans on social media were like, why did you cast John Krasinski and then not go with him moving forward?
And not give it to us. Yeah.
Like, that's the funny thing about this whole multiverse thing is so far, only Spider-Man has different actors play the different versions. Like, we've seen different Wanda variants. We've seen Loki variants. Okay, fine. There was, like, a kid Loki, but whatever, and a female Loki.
And an alligator Loki.
And an alligator Loki. We've seen Doctor Strange variants. They're all Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right,
you know?
Right. Exactly, yeah.
So I guess Reed Richards looks different. I don't know.
There's no rules, which is one of the reasons I hate the multiverse. Sure. There's literally no rules. Everything goes out the window. Nothing matters anymore.
You could do whatever you want. Yes. Death doesn't matter. But yeah, I mean, Pedro's a good actor, so.
Love him.
I'm sure he'll do great. Yeah. Also, in a recent interview with Inverse, Taika Waititi said that Chris Hemsworth is in talks with Marvel Studios for Thor 5. However, Waititi confirmed that he will not direct it.
Oh, is there a reason?
Well, he said, like, you know, he needed a break from it and he wasn't sure where to take the character from here. But also, Thor Love and Thunder wasn't, like, you know, well received.
I think he made it clear, like, right after Love and Thunder came out, he's like, I'm not doing another one of these. Like, this is it for me.
And, I mean, the way Love and Thunder ended, they ended it in a way where it's like, you know, this could be the final Thor movie. But, of course, Marvel's always going to want more. And
I don't think Thor should have another standalone movie. Just put him in an Avengers movie.
Unless they finally pay off the Loki Thor reunion.
Sure, but you could do that in Avengers movie.
That's,
you know,
true. That's true. You don't have to have a whole Thor movie for that.
It'll be interesting to see because, like, the first two Thors were, like, very serious.
Yeah.
And then Taika Waititi came along and Ragnarok was great. It was funny. Then Love and Thunder. I mean, it was, even if people didn't like Love and Thunder, it was the same tone.
It was.
So it's just like, what are they going to do with Thor 5? Are they going to try to make it more serious? Or are they going to try to stick with the comedy side?
What do we think we would want if there was a 5?
Like, I don't know. I think
back to more serious?
A little more serious,
like,
please.
Are we tired of the comedy at this point?
A little
point?
Bit.
Well, I, you know, he's got to fight Hercules. Right. I mean, you know, Zeus will be in it again. So how would you not make him? Although maybe he's like, I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm going to be badass Zeus again. Maybe Russell Crowe will start working out. I don't know.
Fat chance.
Yeah. Fat chance.
Get it? No.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. And then Walking Dead and Invincible creator Robert Kirkman did an interview with artist David Finch, which I also think David Finch is an artist for Invincible, but it's pretty cool. The interview's on YouTube, and David Finch draws Omni-Man while he interviews Kirkman. So it's like a side-by-side, and he's That's like, cool. So what did you think of, you know? And Kirkman announced that Steven Yeun will be playing Sentry in the MCU's Thunderbolts movie. And they're treating it as if it's like, oh, Robert Kirkman leaked it out. Like, why did he, you know what I mean? But I mean, that's what Marvel does.
Do we know anything about Sentry?
He's basically the Marvel's version of Superman.
So he's Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he said Steven told him, I only do superheroes that wear blue and yellow. And Sentry's blue and yellow. Invincible's blue and yellow. So it makes sense. But yeah, like he's going to be in the Thunderbolts movie.
Okay.
As Sentry.
When is that due to come out? They didn't start that yet, right?
Well, that also got delayed.
Yeah.
As of right now, it's 2025 because of all the strikes. America's Deadpool is the only one that's coming out as of right now. It's the only one coming out in 24.
That's really interesting if that's the movie they're going to do him in, because Thunderbolt seems to be more like non-powered characters.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you can do like a bunch of like Daredevil level.
Well, and like, but
characters,
he's not,
and then Superman.
Is Sentry like a good guy? Is he kind of like a bad guy?
I'll be honest. I don't know enough about his backstory to really comment. I just know that he is a highly powered, like Superman-ish.
Because everyone a part of the Thunderbolts, you know, crew is like, you know, they're not really good guys.
Yeah, there was like
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, like Black Widow, Punisher, those kind of characters.
Yeah. I mean, it's not exactly.
I mean, Red Hulk, obviously, right? He's supposed to be in this one, isn't he?
Well, Red Hulk's supposed to be in the Captain America. Right. That's Harrison Ford is Red Hulk.
Yeah.
And then, but I don't remember what's coming out first, if it's Captain America or Thunderbolts. But yeah. Maybe he's going to be in both.
Oh, yeah, the Thunderbolts first appearance was in an Incredible Hulk comic.
Mm. Yeah, so maybe they had to try to take down Hulk and he killed half of them. I don't know.
That's what he does.
Also, Deadline reports director Destin Daniel Cretton is stepping away from Avengers, the Kang Dynasty. And people are thinking that's because, you know, this movie just might be canceled altogether.
Oof. Tough one.
Yeah. So we'll see. But he directed Shang-Chi, and I think he's directing the second Shang-Chi, whenever that's supposedly
that,
coming
that
out.
Shang-Chi was like, you know, they acted like it was going to be bigger. I guess he can still be in stuff coming up. But did you see Shang-Chi? The guy with the rings? Yeah, it wasn't like a super, like everyone's excited for a Marvel movie.
It was like your average Marvel movie.
Yeah.
You know, forgettable. You remember one thing, but...
Yeah,
the bus fight scene. That was a really cool scene, but other than that, it's like, yeah, whatever. And then the What If Season 2 trailer dropped last week. The first episode comes out December 22nd, and then a new episode drops every day until the season ends. Okay. So it's like, you know, 9 days of What If.
They're like 25 minutes. It's perfect.
Sure.
Fantastic.
But, you know, the trailer just shows a bunch of, like, random stuff thrown together, so it's kind of hard to follow. But I have the episode list. Mm-hmm. Episode one is What If Nebula Joined the Nova Corps, which that's that, like, from Guardians, when they arrest them in the beginning of the first movie.
Right. She's kind of a good douchey person.
But it's weird because I thought there was, like, a What If episode that they didn't finish for season one. They're like, it'll be in season two, and it's What If Nebula Got the Gauntlet, the Infinity Gauntlet.
I remember that.
And in the trailer, Thanos is in the trailer for season two, but it doesn't mention Thanos in any of these titles, but we'll see.
And that's interesting, because I think in the comics, Nebula did get the gauntlet.
In the comics, Nebula kills Thanos, and then she gets the gauntlet, and then she just becomes the new bad after that.
Yeah.
Then episode two, What If Peter Quill Attacked Earth's Mightiest Heroes? We saw that. That was the child. So I guess it's like a child Peter Quill coming back and attacking the Avengers.
I guess. Did he already do that in Infinity War? Or was it? Yeah.
For
or
like
Endgame.
A,
where did they all meet? Oh, Infinity War, yeah.
Then episode three, What If Happy Hogan Saved Christmas?
That should be fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Christmas episode. Then What If Iron Man Crashed Into the Grand Master? So instead of the Hulk, Iron Man crashes in there. Okay. That could be interesting. And then what if Captain Carter fought the Hydra Stomper, which that's part of, you know, we saw that in season one, like that reveal. Then what if the Avengers assembled in 1602?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. All right. No opinions there.
Was that Thanksgiving, 1621, right?
Maybe.
I mean.
And then what if Hela found the Ten Rings? What if Kahori reshaped the world? I don't even know what that is. And then episode nine, what if Strange Supreme intervened? So, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll see.
There's just too many episodes that don't sound awesome. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you ever read the comics, like, you would go 1 week and the issue would be like, what if the Punisher killed Daredevil? And it's like, what? Yeah. Right. I got to read that.
Right, right.
Sure. Yeah, so... I don't know. We'll see how it looks. I mean, this kind of interferes with our Invincible podcast, so maybe down the road somewhere. I don't know. Maybe we'll find the better episodes and review them. We'll see. Also, the Madam Web trailer came out last week, and it looks bad.
Awful. Boring.
I don't even understand it. I don't even understand what's
the perfect way to describe this movie. I saw it online, someone tweeting it, like, this movie is Spider-Man Final Destination. And it's like,
it's that way. Yeah.
Of all
sure.
of the shots in that trailer, I don't think I saw two different facial expressions on this main actress.
Yeah. Oh, Dakota
she looks so
Johnson.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah, it's really bad. And like Adam Scott's in it, and fans are speculating that he's Uncle Ben.
Well, I think he's called out. Like, I think if you look up on IMDb, I think it is Ben Parker.
No way.
What?
That's what I've seen.
What?
Yeah, IMDb is not always accurate because fans can edit that shit too. But
may have been bullshit, but that's what I saw.
Yeah.
All right.
And but yeah, there's also rumors that the Sonyverse will soon merge with the MCU, and
sure,
that doesn't sound good because I mean this looks like shit. Venom sucks.
Venom, yeah.
Morbius sucks. Kraven looks garbage.
Yeah, you don't want to fold all that.
All of this looks really bad. I don't even know why you made this movie. Madam Web in the comics and the Spider-Man cartoon is like this 75-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And Dakota Johnson's like 30. I just don't get it.
No.
And I hated that part of the Spider-Man cartoon from the 90s when she showed up. I was like, who the fuck is this bitch?
And was it four girls? Was it just one?
No, it was just one.
Like, why are there so many?
I don't know. They just want more spider.
Web ladies.
Web men and spider women and all that stuff. And yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. But there's also a big rumor that Andrew Garfield's going to be in it. So, you know, I'll be sure to go to YouTube to watch that one scene that he's in.
Post credits.
Yeah. Right. Release date is February 14th, but yeah, I'll pass. Also, Brie Larson told Entertainment Weekly that she has no plans to quit playing Captain Marvel. So, you know, everyone's...
It remains.
She said, I still think there is so much inside of Carol. I don't want Marvel to come for me, but there is something. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
The Marvel's also had the biggest drop of an MCU movie. Dude. Maybe superhero movie ever. It only made $10 million this...
Dude,
wow. The second week.
Last week, Andrew was like, it's going to make $10 million next week. It made $10.2 million. Yeah. $10.2 million this weekend.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Worst second weekend of, I think they said, any superhero movie.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's horror. Rough. And then Deadline reports Creed 4 is happening and will be directed by Michael B. Jordan.
I didn't even see the third one, and I love Rocky movies, but... Like, aren't they getting a little weird with these? A little crazy?
I don't know. I didn't see... I only saw the first Creed.
I mean, they're doing the Rocky thing. They're making a million of them.
I guess.
And now the star is directing it.
Rocky 5 was awful.
Oh, so bad.
Sure. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, a few things. So Oppenheimer has passed $950 million.
Wow.
Worldwide.
Look at that.
Oppenheimer.
Damn. That's the bomb.
Almost $1 billion. That's wild.
Yeah.
For like a 3-hour drama.
Right.
Apparently, Javier Bardem is being looked at to play Galactus in the Fantastic Four movie.
Okay.
Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's really good. That can work.
Also, there is Derek Connolly is set to write the script for a live action Legend of Zelda movie. You guys might not care about that, but here's what you might care about. Connolly wrote Jurassic World and Detective Pikachu, which that was a fun movie.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys liked
Detective
that one.
Pikachu was good, and I don't even care about Pokemon or anything like
right.
that.
Right, yeah, me too.
So,
never saw it.
What else?
Captain America Brave New World. Apparently it's getting extensive reshoots. It got some shitty, shitty test scores.
That tracks for most Marvel movies.
Oh, they're, my God.
They reshoot everything.
Yeah, reshoots.
They're like, what do you think of this? And they're like, nope, okay.
Nope.
All right. Let's change it all.
The reshoots are going to happen from January to May. So a ton of reshoots.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
And then last thing, Greta Gerwig is apparently working on a Chronicles of Narnia movie.
Uh-huh.
So she's just specializing in shit we don't care about at this point now. Like Barbie and now a Narnia movie.
Well, yeah, I mean,
blech.
Barbie was so terrible.
Blech.
I wouldn't trust her with anything. Anything else?
That's all I got for now.
Thanks, Killing.
Oh, God.
The year is 1621, moments after the very first Thanksgiving.
Did you know this, Joey? Did this happen?
I did not know this.
No. Yeah, this is real. This is real, based on a true story, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
of course. Well, that's what
did we even
said.
Confirm that the first Thanksgiving was 1621?
No. Who cares? The first shot of the movie is a tit. Like, up close, nipple.
Literally.
Boobs.
It's just, you know, this is what you're in for. Here we go. Played by, like, an old porn star.
Old.
Who's, like, you know, a grandmother now.
Joey, rate the tit. 1 to 10.
Well, when I first saw the titty, it was probably an 8. And then as they zoomed out, it got saggier and saggier.
Yes.
Yeah. Got worse.
Down to a three.
Got older and older.
Got older as they zoomed out.
And eight down to a three.
Porn star Wanda Lust, famous from the 1960s, I believe, right? No, probably the 80s, but...
It showed early 2000s, actually.
Well, but yeah, but you were looking up her credits and it was like Granny's Gone Wild and shit.
Yes.
I mean, my God.
Cock-gobbling so, Granny's Five.
Wanda Lust plays a pilgrim woman who is just standing there with her tits out. Like, there's no reason for her tits being out. It's just, this is how pilgrim women dressed back then. Yes. Tits out. And she's running away from something, but she trips over a rock. And then we see the main star of the movie.
Wow.
I mean, really. The hero of the film.
The hero.
Only good thing about the movie.
We see the turkey who says, "Nice tits, bitch." And then the axe, swings the axe right into the camera as we transition to the credits, which Joe has now has the song stuck in his head. So obviously it's catchy. And then it's Thanksgiving break. And the college students are psyched for a week off. And they're treating it as if it's like spring break, you know? It's like, Thanksgiving break! Whoa!
Right.
I'm going to go fucking crazy!
At my parents' house!
I'm going to eat so much fucking turkey, man! And then one of the girls flashes her bra, but the other girl says, it's Thanksgiving, not titsgiving.
Get it?
And that's just one of the many amazing zingers of this film.
It's just the start.
I mean, they were all cracking up when they heard it. So for the college kids, Johnny is the hot backup quarterback.
You'd never hear that usually. I'm the backup quarterback.
He's 21 going on 41.
Yes.
Darren is the creepy nerd who like always does this weird like thing with his mouth.
Never paid that off.
No. Billy's the fat one. Kristen's the redhead, and Allie is the prude slut.
Yes.
She's a prude slut.
Because that's the thing.
Yeah.
It is in this world.
And Darren wants to go wild for Thanksgiving break. He's like, oh, I'm going to drink. I'm going to do this. And he's like, oh, I'm going to have sex with someone in this car.
Oh.
And there's only two girls in the car. And
right. One of you.
Allie's like, it's not going to be me. I'm a prude. And then Kristen says, oh, please, Allie, your legs are harder to close than the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Topical.
And they're all like, yeah, they all crack up because it's so funny.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Oscar the Hermit is looking for his dog in the woods and he's just a lonely old hag.
Played by, I don't know if I'm getting this right. This is his real name.
Yeah.
General Bastard.
He's probably a porn star. Click on his name. That's got to be. He probably fucked Wanda Lust in every other movie.
No, this is his only movie. This is his only movie. I don't know. There's a short called You Can't Touch Me. That's it. Thanks, Killing.
It's probably about him being a rapist.
He's like, look, I'm a porn star. Just put me down as like something cool.
Yeah.
Like General Bastard.
Right. So his dog pees on, I guess, the grave of the turkey or where the turkey is buried or sleeping. So the turkey comes out as the dog's peeing on him. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm pissed. And then the turkey bites the dog. Yeah. See? It's hilarious. Then we have the sheriff's wife. He's Kristen's dad. And his wife gives him a cup of coffee. And he's like, oh, this smells straight up just stole an Austin Powers joke. Like, this coffee tastes like shit. She's like, it is shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you shit in this coffee? She's like, I did. I want a fucking divorce.
What?
And then Kristen calls her dad, and he's like, all right, see you soon. By the way, your stepmama left me. Love you, bye. That's it.
That was it, yeah. With the fakest mustache of all time.
Oh, yes.
Oh
yeah.
Like, how do they even...
Right.
Yeah.
Johnny's car breaks down, so they make camp for the night. And then Darren finds a sign on the ground and reads it. Kroll-berg.
Yeah.
And then Darren tells the others about a story about some Native American that used black magic to kill all the pilgrims. And they say Indians in this movie because it's 2008.
Yes.
They say a lot of things because it's 2008 in this movie.
If it was made today, they would have said, the Guardians.
Guardians,
used
of course.
Black magic.
That's right.
To kill all the pilgrims. And then he even says, turkeyologists all over the world. And, sure. Of course, they don't believe him. And Kristen and Allie are just fighting over who gets to fuck Johnny. Because that's all that really matters.
It's all they care about.
Then Oscar the Hermit finds his dog, and he's dead, and the turkey says, it was an accident. And then Oscar shoots him, but Turkey runs away. He gets away.
Followed by, why?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Screaming
no!
to the sky.
Damn it. Christian leaves to call her dad, and she gets scared. And she's like, there's no such thing as an evil turkey. There's no such thing as an evil turkey. And then Turkey says, there's no such thing as an evil turkey. Oh, wait, I lied. And Christian sees the turkey. She screams, and he's like, oh, God, shut the fuck up. And Christian runs back to the camp, and they laugh at her for thinking the evil turkey is real. And she doesn't even want to fuck Johnny anymore because he doesn't believe her. Then a bunny is just like, just flies into the frame and
clearly a stuffed bunny
into their bonfire.
Literally from an amusement park.
Yes.
And Darren realizes that its stomach was eaten by a beak, but not just any beak. A turkey beak.
Yes, of course. He's a turkeyologist, like he was referring to.
Yes.
And they're analyzing this while it's burning in the fire. It's like, oh, it looks like its stomach is hanging out there.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So, of course, after that, they go to sleep, you know, as you would after a bunny flies in your fire. And
would you go to sleep after a bunny flew in the fire and you have at least one confirmed sighting?
Well, I wouldn't want to investigate and get closer to it. So,
you'd go in a tent? That's just a...
I wouldn't go to sleep either. So.
These kids are dumb. But we find out later, the turkey calls out on that.
Yeah. Billy wakes up to Oscar the Hermit watching over him. He's like, you just call me your guardian angel, kid. That turkey tried to peck your eyes out last night. And Billy's like, you're crazy.
How does he not wake up from this?
Yeah. He just the turkey shit on him and then left.
Shit on him and was like, all right.
He's gobble, like, you're gobble. Crazy. He's like, oh, yeah, why are there turkey droppings on your stomach? And he's like, oh, no, God. So then Johnny fixes the car with a wrench in like 5 seconds. It's like, you could have just done that last night.
Yep.
Billy admits he believes in the killer turkey. And Allie's like, you're a freak, Billy, but I believe your story. So that tracks.
That's actually the one realistic thing. He could have fixed it in 5 minutes, but yeah. Oh, sorry, girls. We've got to set up some
I'm
tents
so tired.
Out here in the woods.
So
he
tired.
None of them. What a waste.
Let's set up the tents and do all of this. Yeah. Then we see the turkey hitchhiking, and a car pulls up, and the guy rolls down the window, ass, cash, or grass? And Turkey says, well, I'm all on cash, so I guess I'll take ass. So he gets.
Have you ever heard that before?
Never.
Ass, cash, or grass?
Well, that's. No, but that's what I say every time I pick up someone now. Yeah.
Even what do they usually offer?
Ass. Even if like I go to pick up Aaron and we're going to like something like ass, cash, or grass, what you got, man?
And he goes ass. And you're like, All right,
here we go. And Turkey gets in there and the guy's like, wow, that's a tight ass. He can't wait to fuck this turkey.
Jesus Christ.
And the driver's ready to fuck, but Turkey pulls a shotgun.
He pulls his dick out.
Yeah. He pulls a shotgun out of his ass, I guess. I don't know.
Yes.
And he tells the guy to call his daughter, and then he does. And then when he calls his daughter, he shoots him in the head. This turkey's evil, man.
It's dark.
You know?
Yeah. Then he takes the wheel, obviously, and drives
off. Yeah, he drives off, of course. So the kids arrive to town. They all live in this super small town, and they drop off Allie first. Then Johnny comes home, and he tells his mom, ever since I became second string QB, Pa won't talk to me. And then Johnny asks his dad how's he's doing, and his dad farts and walks outside. He's like, hey, Dad, how are you? And then he just gets up and walks outside.
And he walks. Yeah. What was the fart?
And,
why?
Johnny decides to lie to his father and tell him he's the starting quarterback, and now his dad loves him.
Yeah.
He's gained the love of his father.
As soon as he gains the love of his father?
Yeah.
He dies.
Turkey. Turkey cuts his head off, throws it at Johnny. And then Johnny runs in the house to see his mom dead too, but she's standing up.
I think right? She's sitting on a stool.
I thought she was like standing.
I don't know. It looked like she was standing.
She was standing up, I think. And her eyes were her eyeballs gone?
Her eyeballs were pecked out.
Pecked them out.
And her throat was
cut.
That's
what happens. Yeah.
So, of course, Johnny's devastated because there won't be any more pumpkin pie.
Obviously. Yeah.
No pumpkin pie? Yeah. No cranberry sauce? Oh, God. Just fuck that turkey. I'm going to kill that son of a bitch. Why did you leave?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Allie brings some other college boy to her room, and Turkey enters the room as they're having sex. And he's
fully clothed.
He's got, like, his feather, and he's like, oh. I forget what he says, but he's like... And he, like, licks his own feather because he's very turned on.
Jesus.
And, yeah, like, they're fully clothed. I mean, she has a skirt, so I guess you just gotta...
Well, she said she's prude, so that's why she's fully clothed.
Oh, they're just humping? They're dry humping.
She's just dry humping. Yeah. And Turkey kills the boy and takes his place without Allie noticing. And then he fucks Allie from behind.
Instantly comes.
And he... I mean, it was just... Oh, damn, that was good. And then she turns and he yells, "You just got stuffed!" And then he breaks her neck. Imagine you're getting railed by some guy. Just picture that first.
All right. I'm out.
Or let's say a girl's riding you and she blindfolded you.
Got it.
And then all of a sudden, like, you know, you think she comes and then you take the blindfold off, but it's a turkey that's been riding your cock. And then
a turkey,
you know, she says something and then breaks your neck.
You snaps just your stuffed neck. The turkey.
It's a way
and
to
then
go.
She reaches with her.
Yeah.
Her feathers and snap.
That's quite the mind fuck.
Yeah.
Man, that's rough way to go. So the gang goes to Allie's house and Johnny finds he's like, "I found this feather." Or he's like, "She's dead. I found this feather and an extra small gravy flavored condom."
I mean, what the fuck?
It's brilliant. I know. It's brilliant. Gravy flavored condom.
Extra small.
So good.
Where could you even buy those? I don't know.
Only from the turkey store.
And then Darren, you know, the nerd, he's like, "At least her legs were harder to close than JonBenet Ramsey's legs."
Oh.
That's...
The third time we heard it, right?
Jesus.
Yes.
And they laugh way harder.
They laughed way
harder. Then Christian says her dad has a collection of books, so he must have something on killer turkeys. Now,
naturally.
This movie has a plot hole, if you can imagine.
The fact that it exists? Is that the plot hole?
Just one.
Johnny was driving the car.
Yes.
You would assume he dropped everyone off and then went home.
Right.
But then, like, Christian, for some reason, hasn't even seen her dad yet. Where did he drop her off?
I don't know. McDonald's.
She got some Mickey D's.
Yep.
In this fucking one-horse town. She's like, he has a collection of books. Must have something on killer turkeys. Meanwhile, Kristen's dad gets dressed for some fucking turkey Thanksgiving costume contest. And, of course, he's in a giant turkey costume.
It's not explained. It just says, like, win turkey or something like that. And he gets something in the mail, and he's like, yes! Yeah. And he puts on the turkey costume. That's right.
So Turkey rings the doorbell, and he's got fake eyeglasses, fake nose that you could, you know, buy at Party City. Sheriff lets him in, and they have an awkward conversation over coffee. It's really not worth mentioning what they said. It's just really stupid.
Dumb.
And the turkey, like, he was going to leave, but the sheriff kept annoying him. Like, the turkey just kills everyone, no matter what.
Yeah, but he respects this guy.
Maybe because he was dressed like a turkey.
He's the sheriff. Respect police. So he's like gonna leave, but the sheriff just keeps saying stupid shit. So the turkey only kills the sheriff because of how annoying he is.
But you find out later he needed to kill the sheriff.
Yeah.
How else was he gonna dress as him?
Right. So the gang goes to Christian's house and the turkey answers, but he's wearing her dad's face. "Oh, hello, sweetie. How are you?" "Daddy!"
"Daddy!"
And she like kneels down to kiss this 1 foot turkey
with a leather face, basically.
And she says, my favorite line of the whole fucking movie. Me and my other friend Steven say this shit to each other all the time. But she's like, he takes off his hat and she goes, "Oh, you got a haircut. Yeah.
Yeah."
Everybody in this movie buys that he's a human. Everyone.
Yeah.
And the best part is they don't explain it at all.
No. The guy, the hitchhiker guy, was like, "Come on in, give me that ass." Right. And the sheriff was like, "Hi, you're obviously not a turkey. You're a midget."
He calls him a midget.
Right.
So we watch a montage of the kids reading books. And then Darren finds the turkey book. And he says the turkey can be killed if they remove his magical talisman.
Yeah,
of course.
So then Billy's starving. So he looks for food. And he finds the turkey moving the sheriff's body. And he says, "If that's the sheriff, then you must be Turkey."
Clearly.
So Turkey takes the sheriff's... He takes the...
Oh, boy.
He takes the sheriff's face off.
Off.
And...
face off. This guy. No more drugs for this guy.
And they're like, "Oh, my God. Oh, no. He's the turkey." And he goes, "You kids are fucking retarded."
That's what he says.
It was 2008, you know?
But it's so true. Yeah. It's like, you guys are so dumb.
And then Turkey mentions that this is all about ancestors taking all, or, you know, like his ancestors taking the land, you know, having their land stolen from the pilgrims.
So the turkeys is a Native American?
Is he a Native American turkey?
Was, yeah. He wasn't, you know, he didn't travel there.
Were they vegans before the pilgrims arrived?
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to assume.
So he's like, yeah, you know, now I kill anyone who's against Indians.
I kill white people.
Right. So Johnny's like, but we gave you land and casinos. Doesn't that make up for it? It almost did, but it didn't. Yeah. So that's the explanation.
Sure didn't.
So they take his magical talisman, but the turkey escapes. He just runs away. And then Darren says they need to burn the turkey at the stake and say a demonic prayer backwards. Meanwhile, Billy goes outside and he's so hungry that, like, he's having visions of food.
Yeah, hallucinations.
He's hallucinating and he sees, like, a cartoon cooked turkey and he magically eats it. Like, he just goes, ar, ar,
because those bite. Are just sitting in the grass.
One bite.
Yeah. But the turkey bursts out of his stomach with his shotgun.
So he's behind him and shoots him?
No, he ate the turkey. But to him, it looked like a cooked turkey. Or maybe the turkey could do that. I don't know.
But he had a shotgun in his hand, too, and he didn't notice that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So he shoots Billy's stomach.
I don't know why I'm questioning stuff like this when there's a talking, murdering turkey.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Shoots him in his stomach, and then he says, gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So then they find Billy dying, and Darren is devastated.
He's really, like, really drawn out scene of him just sobbing over him.
It's one of the best scenes.
No,
of the
it
movie.
Goes into a montage of their friendship.
It's not even that bad. As his guts are all hanging out. I'm one of the cool kids because of you. Remember when you gave me my first ice cream cone under the sunset? And then that's where it plays the song, and we see them eating ice cream, playing in a field, and it's like, Billy, 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 you were my friend. You got killed by a turkey, and he's not my friend. He's like, now you're my dead best friend. Like, it was like a stupid South Park song, you know?
Right.
So then they find the turkey in his teepee while he's tossing salad.
Sure.
You know, whatever.
Jail joke? I don't know.
Yeah. And the teepee is, like, really small when they're standing outside of it, but when they go in, it's huge. It's like an airplane joke almost, you
know? Right, 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 right.
And Johnny's like, well, you're not such a badass after all. And Turkey says, your dad thought I was pretty badass. And then Johnny's like, you bastard. You know, terrible acting.
Right.
And then Darren ties up Turkey from behind. They start reading the demonic prayer. Turkey tries to run, but Oscar was there with his shotgun. Oh, fuck. And they think the turkey is dead, so they go back to Christians to watch movies.
You have dead people everywhere.
Our families are all dead.
Best friends.
Right.
You know what? Let's watch a movie.
Let's watch some movies.
Movie marathon.
Let's watch Night of the Living Dead, because as Aaron pointed out,
it's public domain.
It's public domain, so you can't get
sued.
Who
suggested to watch the movies?
I think Johnny.
Was it Johnny?
Yeah, I think it was Johnny, yeah.
So he was just trying to Netflix and chill.
Exactly.
Before it was a thing.
Yes.
Baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, the turkey was dumped in a trash can with radioactive waste. They even mention that later. They're like, what if he comes back? He's like, oh, come on. And they say exactly what happened. Then at Kristen's, Johnny says, you know, I may have lost my parents, but I gained a girlfriend. And she says, girlfriend?
That's basically what happened.
They start making out in front of Darren, and they add like, you know, just a sound effect of his zipper, but it's like the loudest zipper on earth. It's like, you know. And Darren's just sitting there, and he is uncomfortable, so he's like,
and you hear like,
yeah.
What is he? Is he eating her?
Oh, cream pie? Oh, cream pie.
He even went down with her like this with his mouth wide open. He's like,
Yeah.
Oh, he's about to eat her. He's a zombie.
So Darren's uncomfortable. He goes to pee. Then he goes to look for food in the kitchen. We have just a beautiful shot of just a refrigerator.
Yeah.
Like 10 seconds of just filming the
fridge.
Refrigerator. But the turkey bites his tongue off. Well, first he throws the... what is it? The base?
The
just the temperature.
The thermometer.
Thermometer, yeah.
And his ass was ready.
Yeah.
Ready to go. So he bites his tongue off, and then he pecks his chest and rips out his heart.
Jeez.
So that's the most brutal death of the movie, for sure. And then Darren sees Billy in heaven, who tells him, "Come on, Darren. It's okay. Come on. No turkeys up here." And all of you know Steven, of course, but like the year we saw this movie.
Oh, right.
In our fantasy football league, Steven named his team,
it was like With Billy in Heaven.
With Billy in Heaven or something. Like, man. His logo was Billy in Heaven. It was brilliant. Then Johnny finds Darren's dead body, but the turkey stabs him in the stomach with an electrical knife. Then Kristen just punches the turkey.
Yeah,
just a
After
punch.
After all that, a punch takes it out.
Yeah. She takes Johnny to a shack. Turkey follows them, but she sets him on fire. And then Johnny tells Kristen, "I'm not going to make it. I wish I could call a timeout."
Oh, boy.
Earlier he was like, "Oh, I'm calling an audible." You know, all these corny football lines.
And then she goes, "Stop." And I thought she was going to say, "The sports puns."
Yeah.
Enough.
Right. And then he professes her love to her. She professes her love to him. And then they're about to kiss. And he's like,
dead.
So but it's okay because they fucked already.
Yeah, it's true. They did.
At least I got to nut.
Yeah, like they have sex, and then he has that nightmare scenario. You know, like we've all like had sex with a girl, nutted, and then just had a nightmare about a killer turkey.
Of course.
Like, hold on, this night was too good.
We've all been there.
Something's gonna happen. So then Kristen tells the turkey, "Peck on someone your own size," and she hits Turkey with a bat, and he goes flying into a teepee made of sticks that. I guess Oscar the Hermit made. I don't know. Because then Oscar walks up. He's like, "Good job. All right. I'm going to go jerk off. Bye." I'm going to go fuck that turkey. Oh, and then Kristen also picks up a turkey leg and bites it.
Yes.
It got kicked out of the fire. Yeah. So she eats it.
She takes a bite of that turkey leg. She eats
it. You know,
and that's a radioactive turkey.
Radioactive sewage or whatever.
It can't be good. No. So then it's Thanksgiving Day, and a random family is sitting down for the big meal. They pray. But then the cooked turkey starts to move.
Oh.
Do I smell sequel? Biatch!
Biatch.
And the cooked turkey just flies into the...
Flies right at you.
Into the lens.
Yep.
Amazing. And what they did was they just took a turkey and went like that into the camera.
Yes, so, of course.
And Biatch was like already 15 years old.
Right. Yeah.
Do I smell sequel, Biatch? And then it says, "To be continued in space."
And that was amazing when we first saw that.
We were so excited.
That's so perfect.
Do not see the sequel.
Don't. Please, God.
By the way, the title card, "To be continued in space," was placed in the movie as a complete joke with no intention of any sequels.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
What's crazy is like when you watch this movie, and of course you will, like you'll see that there was no budget for this movie. It's just grab the camera. There's no lighting. There's bad lighting, bad everything. They got such a big budget for the sequel. And they made
what's big? Like 2 million? What's big?
I don't know exactly. But you can see, like, there actually is production value to it. And like they made like so many more puppets. And you're basically just watching a puppet show.
Oh God.
And it's so bad. Like there's just one scene where it's just 20 minutes of them just talking. And it's so boring. It's really bad.
I don't even remember it.
I know. It's
like
it's
I know
awful.
We watched it, but I don't even
there
remember.
There was like one. I remember there was one funny line that we cracked up, but the rest of the movie was awful. It was miserable. Oof. Just wasn't.
But was
funny.
It still Turkey doing his thing?
Yeah.
All right.
But he wasn't really killing anyone anymore.
He wasn't?
Like Thanksgiving 3 is about the turkey trying to get rid of Thanksgiving 2 because the movie was so bad. Like he starred in a. Yeah, it's dumb.
All right.
It's really stupid compared to this movie. But I mean, you know, we got to give our ratings for the movie. Tens all around, I assume, right? I mean, for killer turkey movies, right? It's a 10.
I mean...
Look, Andrew, when you guys were younger and you laughed your asses off, I don't know if you guys were drunk or high when you saw this.
Well, yes.
Why wasn't?
Of course.
This is a one for me.
Going back and watching it again, I've got to give it like a 4 because like the one-liners and the kills are hilarious, but it's so painful in between them.
It is. It's I get that it's self-aware, but you could have gotten better actors or do something better. What would you rate this movie,
Joey?
I think the first scene foreshadows the whole movie for me. You know, like how you know how we said as the camera angle goes out, it gets worse and worse and worse. As the movie went on, it got cringier and cringier and cringier.
So would you recommend it to your friends?
I would not recommend this to my friends, no. If I was breaking a little drunk and high, I think it would be hilarious, though.
Yeah, if you were drunk and high, it's perfect.
I mean, this is like the one night that you're not drunk. Come on.
Yeah, or high. All right. And as I said, no one wanted to distribute the film at first, so they sold the DVD on Amazon themselves.
Oh, my God.
And after a year, they sold 1,000 copies.
Hold on. Is there a steelbook? One second.
Shut the fuck up. Andrew's getting it. And the first line of the film that was written was "Gobble gobble, motherfucker."
Of course,
yeah, sure.
How was it not?
Yeah.
So like, yeah, for like bad B movies, it's a 10 for me. Obviously, it's one of my favorites.
That's crazy. But again, if you're saying for a killer turkey movie,
I mean, it's like Dark Knight, Goodfellas, Thanksgiving.
Got it.
Then Inglourious Bastards. Yes. You know, obviously.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's awful, but it's fun to watch and laugh at with a bunch of friends.
Aaron, how many days did it take to shoot this movie?
Oh,
3 hours.
Three.
It was more than 3 days. Come on. It was 70 minutes.
Like 7 days?
It was 11 days.
11 days. Okay.
Jesus.
Nice.
It does seem like 4 days too long, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's do fan questions. Bill Capri says, or asks, is this a sign for more fun, bad movies? I don't know. These guys seem pretty miserable. I don't know if we're...
We've done a couple of these now.
We had Aaron, it's still better than Avatar 2, right? I mean, come on.
It is better than Avatar 2.
Yes. Aaron!
We had a...
Aaron! Come on!
Avatar 2 is...
Okay. Visually stunning.
It was
says Entertainment News.
I'd rather watch this because it's only 70 minutes
there
than 3 hours of Avatar. 15-minute
whale conversation. Fuck off.
You could watch it at home and skip that. We weren't at a theater just now.
PCJ, what are y'all's personal experiences with Black Fridays in the stores? One time at Walmart at midnight on Black Friday, a random woman next to me asked me to hold her infant baby for 10 minutes while she tried to get an Xbox 360 bundle among the crowd. You did that?
Oh, my God.
Why would you say that? Yes.
And what were you there for at 5 a.m. if you weren't trying to get an Xbox?
Yeah. I've never done the Black Friday shit. I'm not interested.
Back when that was still a thing, I tried 1 year. I saw, I don't know, it was like Best Buy or Walmart or something. They had some deal on something. And I tried to show up when it was still dark in the morning and the line was just around the building. It's like, fuck off. I went
a couple of times. I brought in a shopping cart. I filled it with a couple of things I wanted. And then some woman tried to take something out of my cart. And I'm like, ma'am, that's in my cart. That's mine. And she goes, it wasn't your cart when you were over there. And I was like, you mean I was 2 feet away looking at something? I'm like, we had to have like a little semi-argument over it. That's when I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. Yeah. I'll spend the extra 10%.
Then you saw her at another store and you like trampled her to death, right?
No comment. Okay. Legally, I'm not allowed to talk about that anymore.
But like at least now, like it's really not just, it's Black Friday. The sale is the whole week now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not all exactly online now.
Mm-hmm. It's all online. Yeah, you can do it online. You don't, no one has to die anymore.
Right.
Dylan, I know the fans pick Thanksgiving, but if not, I was so hyped to hear Andrew do John Candy's You Wanna Hurt Me monologue from Plane, Trains, and Automobiles. I mean, next year.
I love that movie.
It's really good. I watched a few minutes of it earlier this week. Omar, hey guys, tomorrow's my birthday, today, by the time the show's out. Do you think I can get JR's opinion on a Date, Marry, Fuck Thanksgiving edition?
What?
Mashed potatoes and gravy,
oh my God,
cornbread stuffing, or mac and cheese?
Go ahead, JR.
He said, if Ric Flair's there, I'd love to hear him do it. Well, I mean, the cornbread stuffing.
Let me take over, JR. You take a porn star like Wanda Lust, and you put mashed potatoes
all over her titties. Woo!
And don't I'll forget, lick don't forget your JR barbecue sauce all over her tits. You gotta do it. You gotta do it right now. Nyla, Nyla, I want to try something. Yeah, I mean, favorite, I guess, cornbread stuff. No, I know.
Cornbread makes me hard.
Yeah. So there you go. You asked a wrestling question, basically. Yes. So that is all for fan questions and comments. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. If you like this podcast or if you like this specific episode, great. If not, I apologize. But we'll see
you, should.
We'll see you next week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble gobble, motherfuckers.
Nice tits, bitch.